to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seemed to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot.
Back to your life. Take a shot, shot. Take a shot, shot. Take a shot, shot. Get back to your life. Take a shot, shot. Take a shot, shot. Take a shot, shot. Get back to your life.
A message from Republic Bank.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Brian advised Alonzo to be careful in his relationship with Shelley, as Ignatius could be dangerous. Sonia asked Goldman to visit her home to check her appliances. Myrtle and Catalina turned up, and Catalina explained to Sonia that Exxon's flaring had nothing to do with the rainy weather, but the damaged gas compressor. When they were alone, Myrtle advised Sonia to be careful, as she seemed to be very interested in Goldman. Sonia was not too pleased with that advice. We now meet Sonia and Dinah in the restaurant.
Miss Dinah, Mr. Goldman around?
No, Sonia. He went down to SPADS. He looking after some business for family.
Oh.
Why you ask?
Well, he was to come and check this thing home for me.
What thing?
To see if I got all the right size transformers for my appliances. We were discussing it a few days ago.
Oh, and Kevin or Akeem can't do that?
Well, you know Akeem don't live in Morondoy. And Kevin just don't seem to be in the mood for anything much these days.
Oh.
By the way, what really going on with Unique?
What do you mean?
She going through something.
Sonia, this is the time when everybody going through something. It's COVID we living through, you know?
Yeah, I understand. But steady, she and Kevin got some issue.
There's them two young people business.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I's Kevin mother. And you's Unique grandmother. We must be able to provide little guidance.
Look. I don't talk to Unique how much time already. What I need to be doing right now is staying safe from COVID and finalizing this wedding.
I understand.
We don't have to apply to the COVID task force for permission. But right now I feel like cutting down the numbers. Because I don't like how I keep hearing about people ending up in ICU.
How much people you invite, sir?
I don't even know. Because whenever Goldman sees somebody, you know, he invite them. I thinking it's best for me and he just go down to the post office and have a nice little dinner after.
After all them plans you met?
Well, that's the thing. But I talked to Randa this morning and though the COVID much better in New York, she frightened this Delta variant.
Another way.
So she ain't sure she won't fly no more. And because children getting infected too, she ain't want put Jamari at risk.
But Miss Dinah, how long we gonna put we life on hold because of COVID?
Look, it might be hard, but if you want to beat this thing, something got to do.
I hear a doctor saying that even if you got the vaccine, still do things for build up your immune system.
You know, it's a one always with me bush.
I know. In the morning, I just blend up turmeric, ginger, and my lemon.
All got antiviral properties.
This is what Kevin told me. I even start using the little moringa leaves, and every day, I just drink little lemongrass. Plus, Kevin buy vitamin D3, vitamin C, and zinc for me.
I must make sure you eat your fruits and your vegetables every day.
Dinah, you know the price for greens these days high upon poor people.
Why you don't plant? You got space in the yard.
Yeah, I had a little garden. But some days I just sit down and take on five man. I don't got the motivation for do nothing.
Well, here what? Get Kevin or somebody to fuck up back and put on couple seeds. In the meantime, you could get a couple things from me garden.
Mr. Goldman does help you now?
Of course. I can get him living with me and I helping me.
Gosh. It's time like this, I just really miss having a man around.
Sonia, one thing COVID reinforced for me is that life is very short. When I think about all the joy Goldman bring in me life, I think that years ago, when I was still young, I should have text somebody.
So what are you encouraging me to do, Miss Dino? Cheat on Feynman?
I'm saying that at the end of the day, you don't know if Feynman will never come back.
But me and Feynman in divorce?
Look, Sonia, I'm sure he would understand.
Yeah, no, but I don't know, man. Kevin and Aki won't be happy with me, and at the end of the day, I still need to remain loyal to my husband.
I respect that. You're a good woman.
Dinah! Sonia!
My house nearly burned down this morning.
What are you saying, Coretta?
Now I can't catch myself. Just so I could have been homeless and sleeping in the rain and the sun.
You see, this is why we need to make sure we're wiring okay.
Yes.
Well, it's not all. I ain't even sure if the house ever rewired.
GPL say you should check on your wiring after 15 years. If it got to rewire, it's better you spend the money to do it properly by getting a proper electrician than end up with these kind of problems.
But I know, why you gonna find all the money for rewire house?
Madam, I thought you had a fit husband.
Yes, but you see, he there wherever he there helping the family. While just a simple me house could have just burned down today.
But he ain't coming back.
When?
Look, Coretta, it's better you do it now. Kevin is telling me that once the house got leaking or outdated wiring, you at risk.
Yes, but who giving me the money?
Well, you don't ask Ignatius. One trip to Republic Bank and he could get the money.
Why I would ask Ignatius?
He wasn't helping you with your finances.
Yes, but now I got a whole husband, Dino.
Good day, Boston restaurant.
Hi, Sister Patsy.
Coretta, it's true the house nearly burned down because you got illegal wiring and rain with it.
Illegal wiring?
I am a stop thief in life.
Father, help me not to tell this woman about your so and so.
Oh, Patsy. GPL just finished the power utility upgrade and assured the upgrade Coretta meter. How you gonna accuse the woman of thief and light?
So everybody become a saint because GPL do an upgrade? You gotta call out these people who always trying to cheat the system.
You see, if I bother with this constipated meerkat here today, are you gonna vex with me, you know?
Where's this?
Look, this is not the place for this. I ain't able for y'all chase me customers away. Take it outside.
No, Dinah, no. Since I's a meerkat, let me address this alley cat. And dress she down properly.
Session.
Patsy, look in the mirror and tell me who more look like an alley cat. You strong, face bad, minded wretch.
Father, have mercy.
With your big top and two fine foot looking like a two-legged cockroach with a smoke crack. Not today, Satan.
Hello,
not
hello,
today.
Hello, hello, yeah. Come out of here, man. Come out, outside.
I can't with Coretta and Sister Patsy, always cussing one another.
You miserable souls. I don't need their business, you know. They're always coming in here and causing a ruckus.
I understand, Granny.
It's with this one Sister Patsy doing crawling back coming in here.
This woman won't stay off the road. I guess she immune to corona.
Dinah girl, I know you chased me and the miserable one Coretta out to your restaurant. But here now, it's a soup and a Korean roti already come for.
Sister Patsy, I don't appreciate you and Coretta coming in my restaurant and displaying like that, you know.
But you see, it's like she just setting for me.
You coughing? You check your temperature?
Wait, Sister Patsy, I hope it's not the COVID you got.
It's what kind of stigma and discrimination I facing here today at Boston Restaurant. From getting cussed out to having COVID? Y'all serious?
Sorry, Sister Patsy, I didn't mean to come off like that.
I apologize, but enough people test positive for COVID and still walking around the place without quarantining.
Well, here, I don't have COVID. Matter of fact, 3 days ago, I went to do my little checkup and I asked them to test me, and it was negative.
Oh, thank God.
Monique, remind me to get a new thermometer tomorrow to check the people temperature at the door.
Okay, Granny.
There's people like Coretta, yeah, I should worry about with COVID.
Coretta had COVID already and survived.
But she could get it again.
Yeah. I read about people who had it more than once.
And with your bad mind itself, I won't be surprised.
Woman, look. Let me do up your order so you could go home. Sonia!
Yes, Miss Dinah?
Come take this order.
Sister Patsy, not because your test was negative means you must be walking around all over the place. Stay home if you don't need to be on the road.
I appreciate your concern, Unique. But all is well with me and my God.
John, you finally called back. I was starting to think I don't have a husband anymore.
Oh, come on, Coretta. Don't make it sound like that. You know I'm coming back next week.
The house nearly burned down with me this morning.
What?
You know the wire that exposed in the kitchen?
Yeah.
It starts sparking.
Oh, no.
It's the neighbor run over and help me when I start hollering. The electrician said I need to rewire the place. He do a temporary fixer, but like I still frightened, John.
Oh, my baby. I'm sorry I'm not there with you right now.
I wish you was here to hold me. I miss you so much.
I miss you too, baby. I'm gonna be home soon, okay?
You coming back next week for truth?
Yes. I don't make the arrangement with one of them truck, man. We're driving out next week.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait to see you, John.
Nice.
Mustn't forget to bring the things for me. My nice cassava bread and the cat's drip and so. We can have a wonderful time when you come back, John.
You're gonna do something special for me?
Like what?
I like when you just massage my back.
Alright. And what are you gonna do for me?
That is a surprise.
Oh, hurry up and come back, man. Well, I've been to Boston restaurant and me and the Tonfoot condemn one sister Patsy get it out.
Oh,
and I'm going to tell you, when you see you come back to Marundi, I don't want you to ever speak to that woman again.
Unique?
Yeah, Granny?
You might never ask you something.
Okay.
I know you and Kevin going through your worries.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, you feel sad or like depressed or anything?
Oh.
You just seem so quiet these days.
I'm just... I guess I'm tired, Granny.
Of your marriage?
Of everything. Everything that's going on in the world right now. As soon as you go up on Facebook or turn on the TV, you share bad news.
Yeah. I know the pandemic got be bad, but we gotta keep the faith that this too shall pass.
Yeah, but when...
We can't allow ourselves to stress and worry.
But Granny, I don't know what it is, but since I hear about this Delta variant and how it might be more contagious, it's like I find myself feeling anxious all the time.
I know.
Some days I just feel so hopeless. I guess the root of it is because I know I'm already immunocompromised. Lately, I find myself thinking about what happened with Usher and how my life turned out this way and...
Oh, Unique. I don't want you to feel like that.
Yeah, but I can't help it sometimes, Granny.
So, you think you're kind of depressed?
Maybe a little bit.
You think you might need a little counseling?
I don't know, man. Most days I feel fine.
Look, my grandchild. I feel plenty people going through what you're going through right now. But nobody ain't got to suffer alone.
I know.
I'm glad you're being honest with me. But sometimes talking to family is not all the help we need. Sometimes we need to talk to a professional.
I know, Granny. And if I feel I should, I will.
You promise that?
Yes, I promise. I'll definitely see counseling if it comes to that.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.